all you ham licensed operators. This is KQ4WHN. In about 5 minutes, we're going to start the once-a-month Blue Ridge 2-meter simplex net. We're going to see who we can reach when we don't have a repeater. It's been an interesting experiment that we started back in October, November timeframe, and we've been doing it ever since. First Tuesday of every month, we try and get together, hold a simplex net, which basically means we start here, we flip over to 146.520, the national calling frequency, and we see who we can reach out to and talk and have a conversation with if we don't have a repeater involved. And that's an interesting proposition because you never know what you're going to find. So stand by. We'll get started in earnest here at the bottom of the hour, 8:30. We'll go for about 30 minutes, and then we'll have the regular 2-meter repeater net starting at 9 o'clock sharp. This is KQ4WHN.
KO4ZEW, radio check, please.
ZEW, this is KQ4WHN. You sound good. You're coming in the repeater with just what I assume is road noise. Are you mobile?
Doors. I'm on a tower at a playground, probably 15 feet off the ground, but I'm running an HT through a 30-watt amplifier. So I don't know if that's causing any noise or what.
No, I would say it's more along the lines of ambient, almost like a wind rushing behind you, but it may be electronically created as well. So you're definitely making it in. You got nothing challenging you for the repeater when you key down, so you're making it.
Okay, you're probably hearing traffic. I'm probably 100 yards from I-85, and I'm up. I got some elevation, so I can hear the highway from here. So, all right, well, I'll catch you on Simplex. Can you be monitoring?
Height is might, sir. Height is might. Good luck, and we're going to get kicked off here in a couple of minutes. So make sure that you're 15 feet up and you have a good handle on your position there. Don't want any fall-related injuries.
It's a platform. And it's got garter. It's a playground. It's for kids. But I could that doesn't make me safe.
Good excuse when the local constabulary comes to find out why you're standing on the top of a playground item in the dark, being weird, because, you know, that's what all you ham people are.
This is one of my usual spots. I haven't been called out on it yet, but it's got good elevation, and it's about a 2-minute walk from my house.
Win and win. Well done, sir.
Great. Well, I'm going to switch over to 2-meter and hear what I can hear.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter, wait for it, simplex net. Tonight we're going to do our once-a-month effort to see what we can talk to if we don't have a repeater involved. Obviously, we're cheating now because we're on the Paris Mountain repeater at 146.610. But we're going to do our dead level best to see who we can reach out to as we take the repeater out of the mix and just go full-on simplex. How good is our antenna if we just try what we've got here, you know, what we've got in the way of radio and antenna and line of sight? So the assignment for tonight and for about the next half hour is, number one, turn your squelch down a little bit. Your squelch is probably going to eliminate signals that you would hear otherwise. Number two, you're going to have a VFO that's set to 146.520, 146.520, and you're going to call for at least, please, 15 to 20 minutes. Don't call out once and assume that nobody's there. People will be joining us throughout the evening, particularly as we get closer to 9 p.m. So I will keep calling out the instructions. Your job is to keep calling out and make note of who you can communicate with in simplex fashion, and you don't have to wait on me to do it. You just start calling out on 146.520. This is KQ4WHN. If you have any questions, I'll be here, and I might be calling out on my own and on my other VFO as well. So that's your assignment for tonight. Dial that squelch down a little bit. Make sure you've got a VFO set to 146.520, and start trying to communicate with folks. If you have any questions, just call me. This is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and I am your host for tonight's festivities.
KQ4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey.
KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter Simplex net. We're trying something different tonight. We do it once a month, first Tuesday of every month, right around this time. It's 8:30 or thereabouts. And what we're doing is we're setting up a VFO to listen to the Caesar's Head repeater where we are now. And then we'll move over to 146.520 on the other VFO. And you're just going to call CQ and see who you can reach. Your assignment tonight, number one, is to make sure that squelch knob is turned down a little bit. You don't want to cover up anybody who's maybe a weaker signal. We're not going to have that booming power and height of the repeater, so dial back that squelch just a little bit. Call out CQ for the next 15 to 20 minutes and see who you can reach. Make note of it, and by all means, check in with us on the formal 2-meter net at 9 o'clock tonight. I'll be here to answer your questions and to facilitate anything that needs to be facilitated. I'll be facilitating, and I'll be calling out on my own 2-meter rig just to see who I can reach out to. This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge Simplex 2-meter net.